Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk to Doug Deacon, our buddy, as always, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A new year, but nothing new for the Browns there, Deke. How are you, buddy? They got crushed again.
Doing okay. Obviously, you talk about those owners, and I think what Art Rooney won his the Steelers in a card game, and I think Modell paid $2.5 million for the Browns when he bought them.
Yeah. You know how much the Hunt family paid? $25,000 in 1960 for the Chiefs. $25,000. The franchise is worth $2.3
billion. Well, I mean, the numbers are, they're unbelievable, but I guess it tells you how much the owners are making.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's incredible. Anyway, Deke, how you feeling, man? I know you had some surgery over the offseason. How you doing?
I'm a true Iron Man now. I got two artificial knees and an artificial hip.
What's next?
The other hip.
And a shoulder. Total shoulder.
I asked the lady from the NFL what's the record for joint replacements, and they said two shoulders, two hips, and two knees. I said, I don't want to go there.
Jeez.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, Dustin, on doing that Tulane-South Alabama game.
Oh, thanks, Deke. I appreciate that.
You're nice,
it was a lot. Yeah, thank you. It was a lot of fun. Let's talk about your broadcast. So, yeah, it was interesting for you guys, right? I mean, you were doing the game from the Brown Stadium in the booth, right?
Yeah.
Was that tough, watching off a monitor?
Well, it's tough if you don't have a good play-by-play guy, and we got one of the best in the business.
That's right.
I mean, there was one point during the game that the monitor froze. And I don't think anybody in the audience knew the monitor froze, but Jimmy just, you talk about being calm under pressure. He just handled it like it was nothing was going on. He just kept on talking and made it sound like we didn't have a glitch.
Yeah, it's unfortunate you can't travel. Hopefully that'll change eventually. There's going to be, for the home opener Thursday night, we're going to have 6,000 fans in attendance. Dustin talked about it, his game. There were a few thousand people there. You think what do you think it's going to be like seeing just such a small crowd there?
Well, it's going to be different. Losing the opener is not going to help the crowd get juiced up any extent. I mean, if you come into that home opener and you're 1-0, I think, there's a lot more enthusiasm. But, for those that will be there, hopefully they'll get entertained with a good football game.
Doug, going into this last week's game against Baltimore, I mean, obviously the Browns were going to be an underdog in this game, of course, but to lose by 32 points, that to me was the most disappointing thing. It wasn't even a competitive ball game, basically from the second half or the halfway point in the second quarter on.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, obviously happened that, you sit there, they had the fake punt that wasn't executed because, they had a defensive back in there trying to block. Mm-hmm. And, sometimes, when you look on special teams and you get a guy that's from the defensive side of the ball, they're not used to blocking in space. I think I ought to put a running back maybe as the up back. That might have been a better matchup for him. Then, you have the 99-yard drive. That just takes a lot of the oomph out of your team. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, went wrong that, you know, are fixable. But by the same token, you know, that Ravens team is a, you know, good football team. They were second in offense last year and fourth in defense. So, I mean, when you talk about a well-balanced team, that they are.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Deke, of all the disappointing things, the terrible performances by both Baker and Odell, got to be near the top. These guys have just it's now 17 games, and they just seem to have no chemistry. I don't know. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, you would have thought this year where, you know, Odell got more reps in training camp than he did last year, that the chemistry would be a little bit better. I think, you know, the thing that kind of surprised me was, you know, we talk about the three tight end offense, and, you know, Hooper only caught a couple balls, and Njoku actually caught three, and, you know, they just didn't go to the tight end a lot. And, you know, Baltimore replaced their safeties there, so you would have thought that would have been the place to attack.
Yeah, it was tough to see. What do you make of Odell Beckham Jr. right now? I mean, he doesn't look like this superstar wide receiver. Not getting separation. His attitude's poor, it appears. Body language not great. He's not getting involved. And I honestly think the Browns had the running game going, and the Browns decided they were going to try to get Odell involved. And I think it kind of derailed their game plan to some degree.
Well, and I think if you go back to last year when we played Baltimore, Odell got into it with Marlon Humphreys. And, you know, they've got a couple, you know, Pro Bowl cornerbacks. And I think, you know, they just, you know, tried to get in his head and get him distracted from the game. And they did a good job of it because, you know, as you said, the body language was not good from him.
We're talking with Doug Deacon.
Not at all.
Browns analyst, Browns Radio Network here on The Fan. Deke, let's talk about the offensive line. Jedrick Wills plays his first game. He got hurt. We don't know if he's going to play this week, but how did you think he did in his first game?
I thought he did pretty good. A lot of people, you know, say that's, you know, an easy transition. It's not that easy. And he had one of the better pass rushers, you know, in the league there in Campbell. He did they had a zone blitz, and he tipped the ball that got intercepted by Baker, but you know, he was playing against a pretty good player for his first time out, and he got some movement at the line of scrimmage. You know, our running game, unfortunately, we had to get away from it because of the score.
Doug, what about the defense in general, the back seven? I mean, the defensive line's pretty good. We know that. They didn't play that great in this game. But, boy, there were so many wide open zones for Lamar Jackson to run around and deliver the football to.
Yeah, I think, you know, most teams, I think when you look at the Browns' defense from last year, they were 30th against the run, and, you know, teams ran on them pretty well. But, you know, when you know, you got a guy like Lamar Jackson and you're trying to, you know, watch him and make sure he's not coming down the field, and you take your eye off. And I got to say, that one catch by Andrews was a great catch. I mean, he's a pretty good tight end. But, it's one of those that the defense, you know, you lose what you hope is going to be your starting safety and double, but you know, they've had a couple other people nicked and dinged back there, and then the linebacker core, you know, when they lost Mac, you know, all of a sudden that back seven is pretty thin.
Yeah, it is. We're talking with Doug Deacon. You know, I guess, you know, Myles Garrett got a good grade. Pro Football Focus, it didn't seem like he was a big factor in the game. I don't know, maybe I missed it. Did you think he played well?
Well, I mean, he didn't get to the quarterback, and I think, you know, unfortunately, that's how we all, you know, rate defensive ends. And, you know, he had a house to go around in Mini Zeus there, young Orlando Brown. But, you know, you'd like to see him in the backfield more. And, you know, obviously, once they got the lead, you know, they had the ability to, you know, to run the football. Yep. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, you get your sacks when you get the team in a lot of third and longs, and we didn't do a good job of that.
I got a guy who emailed me and said that the Browns should bring back Greg Williams after one game from Kevin Stefanski. What do you think? Should we bring back Greg Williams right now?
Nah, I think, you know, it's one of those. This is, you know, Ozzie Newsome used to tell me, he said, you know, it takes you four games to find out what your roster is all about. Well, when you have no preseason, you can make it five games, I guess. And, you know, these guys have not played together. And then, you know, you get these injuries that you're counting on somebody and they're all of a sudden they're not available. You know, it takes some time. I mean, if you look at the Ravens, they added a couple defensive ends and a middle linebacker. But, you know, the rest of the team was pretty much, you know, in place. And the one guy, that Brandon Williams in the middle, I mean, he clogs up everything. So that shuts down a lot of the running game.
Doug, just looking ahead to this week, short week, you know, how do you think that affects the Browns? And obviously the matchup should be more favorable than playing the Baltimore Ravens as the Cincinnati Bengals are coming to town here.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you know, once again, you know, the league is shifting. These guys, quarterbacks that can run are the guys who have become the most dangerous. You know, you look at Wilson out in Seattle, Kyle Murray and Phoenix, you know, they're winning football games.
Josh Allen,
I mean, yeah, he's a big guy that can run, you know, and Joe Burrow is a guy that can run. I mean, so, you know, the old don't worry about the quarterback, you know, we'll defend the other 10 people. You know, those days are over. I mean, the game has definitely changed.
Deke, do you see a scenario where if the Browns play really poorly early, that we could see Baker Mayfield get benched?
I don't think so. I think, you know, this is, you know, his, you know, make it year. And I think, you know, the only way you're going to, you know, find out is, you know, if you do that, you're putting all the blame on him. And I don't think, you know, at this point, you know, we had a fumble yesterday, you know, and we had three turnovers. We're minus two in the giveaway takeaway, and you know, your chances of winning when you're that are probably about 30%. So I mean, there's a lot of things that went wrong that were, you know, the fake punt that was not his fault either. So there's a lot of things that went wrong that, you know, unfortunately, because of the score, you know, you get behind and then it gets you out of your play action passing game, because what's the sense of a run fake if you're down by 30 points?
I didn't have any problem with the fake punt there, Deke. I didn't work, so everybody got mad about it. But I think if they had blocked it better, they could have gotten it. I don't mind when a guy gets aggressive and tries something early against a team he knows is going to score a lot of points.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in the field position they had, you know, you would think it would be an area where you wouldn't expect it. The first punt of the ball game, you wouldn't expect it. But, you know, you got to give the Ravens credit, too. You know, they were able to do it. That L.J. Ford, I think he's played for every team in the AFC Central, and he comes out and makes a play.
Doug, what about the kicker? I mean, can we stop drafting kickers?
Or bring back Phil Dawson. You know,
yeah.
You know, you meet these kickers, and, you know, the ones that are normal upstairs are usually pretty consistent. And, you know, Phil Dawson, the guy over in Indianapolis, I mean, they're just solid guys. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, once you get gets in your head, you know, it's like playing golf. I mean, if you hit a bad tee shot or you shank an iron, the next shot, you're kind of worried you're going to shank another one.
Deke, good to talk to you as always. One of these days we'll get a great win. It happens every once in a blue moon.
Well, hopefully Thursday night.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sounds
thanks,
good,
Deke.
Guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.